coming this February to JetX. There are those on the surface world who embrace magic.
I believe in magic.
And those who don't. And there are those who fear what they do not understand.
Woods are a very scary place.
But what none of them know is that lurking just below the surface lies an evil force. Planning to rise up and conquer them all. The time has come for five mystical warriors to fulfill their destinies. And for these five ordinary teenagers, nothing will ever be the same again.
You five will be the protectors of our world and yours.
They are Power Rangers Mystic Force, coming this February to FedEx on Toon Disney.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ranger Chronicles. I am your host, Charlie Niemeyer, and this time out, we are beginning our look at the 14th Power Rangers series, or season? Series? Power Rangers Mystic Force. This series is adapted from Maho Sentai Magiranger, and is the first one where the Rangers themselves use magic. We've had magic before, such as Rita, and Zed, I guess, to a point, and others, but at this point, this is the first time where the Rangers themselves use magic. They will actually become their Zords. Now, this is what I was still doing my... The Sentai version is better. So, I didn't actually pay much attention to this series. I've heard good things, and I've heard bad things. So, we are going to find out together, or you are going to hear me find out what I think about this show. I do know that the Sentai, the Rangers are family. Five siblings. Obviously, they can't do that in the American version because we have the diversity of the cast. But I think that the girls are sisters at the very least. Madison and Vita, I believe are their names. That would be Blue and Pink. They are our sisters, so we still have a family link, at least one family link in the show. Kelson Henderson does come back, but I'll have to point him out because you really aren't going to be able to tell who he is just by looking at him. Anyway, so we are going to get this started here with our first episode, Broken Spell Part 1, and we are going to start this in 3, 2, 1, go! Broken Spell Part 1 was the first episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It first aired on February 20th, 2006, written by Bruce Kalish and John Lang. I should also point out that this season, Greg Aronowitz only had one season with the team, or doing Power Rangers. Bruce Kalish takes over as the executive producer, along with Sally Campbell, as you probably just saw on the screen. Ron Wasserman almost came back, or tried to come back, to do the theme song for this. He actually has
A short time ago.
Well, hold on.
There was a dimension filled with wonderful magic. But then, darkness came into power.
Ooh.
And the great battle began. An army of the undead, led by a powerful warrior, swarmed over the land. Setting their sights on
making them float
and beyond. All seemed hopeless when a small legion of brave and true wizards came forth. Against insurmountable odds, they battled heroically. They drove the evil back.
Wonder if these are the actual stunt actors that will be in the suits in a little bit.
And then the bravest wizard of them all. A spell that sent the armies underworld. He sealed darkness inside giant gates for eternity. And evil disappeared from the surface world. But with great victory comes great loss. The human world never knew of the great battle, or the sacrifices that were made to save them from destruction. Even till this day, they live in peace, totally unaware of what is about to awaken.
Okay, I don't know if all of them get one, but I'm willing to bet at least one of the Rangers is going to get a bike this season. You think? Right by the sign? Oh, the Rockporium. Alright, that's Vita.
Sounds great, sis. Whoa, battling again, Chip?
Oh, by the way, Chip is apparently short for Charles, which is Charlie. So, oh! Piggy!
Hey.
This is Piggy without the makeup.
Weren't you taking the day off today?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I was at the beach, snorkeling with the little fishies. And one swam right up to my mask. And he looked at me with these big fish eyes. And he said, "Are your employees cleaning the store like they said they would do? Now, I have to go back to the water, back to the reef, find the fish, and say no."
Why don't you relax, boss? Take a breather. I'll gather the troops, assign them things to do. Like sweep the floor, stock the merchandise, put out the trash, etc., etc.
Oh, you mean do the jobs I pay you for? Guys!
All right, you heard the man. Snap to it. Chip, grab a broom. Madison.
All right. Stop. One Vita gets to actually keep his accent. That's nice.
Snap, snap.
And what are you doing?
I'm glad you asked. I'm supervising. Hey, it's not as easy as it looks. I know it looks like I'm not doing anything.
Right.
I'm actually very busy.
Uh-huh.
Up here.
Earthlight! Ooh. Oh, fun story. When Magi Ranger was filming, the relationship between Disney and Toei got pretty close around this time. I think those are comic books on the back. But anyway, got pretty close at about this time. The opening intro for Maho Sentai Magi Ranger was actually filmed in New Zealand by the Power Rangers crew. At least parts of it. There's a big part with a bunch of stunts, including slow motion spinning in the air kind of things. They sent the suits and stuff over, and they shot that. And then, of course, this comes later. I don't even think that footage gets used in Power Rangers.
I'm free.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
The darkness has returned.
Oh.
Escaping death, the human species copes with it in very different ways. Some use physical activity. Some listen to music. And some eat. Tell me, Chip Thorne, what type of pizza are you eating?
Shrimp, chicken, pepperoni, cheese, and chocolate marshmallows.
Ooh. Fine example of the non-human species.
Somebody, please help me.
Now, after the previous season, I believe this season, mostly all the actors are from New Zealand. So I don't think there's any quote-unquote American actors in this.
creature took him into the woods.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that, V? Him asking for someone to go into the woods? V?
Won't somebody please help me?
I will. I could use a break.
Thank you.
Oh, he's new. He doesn't know.
I'm Xander. You're new around here, aren't you? Probably not aware of all the facts. And there's just one. If you go into those woods, you don't come out.
Heard about it. The guy needs help. No one else in the city seems to care.
I'll go with you. Not everyone in this city's a coward.
Ooh. I'll go too.
I've always wanted to go on a dangerous quest. This is a dangerous quest, right?
Perilous.
Sweet.
Don't look at me. I'm a sister with a common sense.
Anyway, as I was saying, Chip is technically a Charles, so I guess this might redeem me, my name anyway, after the end of SVD.
Report, Necroli.
I have seen the human world. It is all that we imagined, and ready to be destroyed.
Destroyed it will be.
Let me be the one.
In due time, Hag. We must not make the same mistakes. We must be clever, ruthless. This time, we will be victorious.
Yeah.
Dead warriors, you have lived only in nightmares, but no longer. Where's Korag? Send them forth to all who live in the light. To destroy.
Careful, Morticon. You are only a servant of the master.
Oh, we've seen this footage before. Another thing to point out is this season was drastically cut from the previous seasons. We're only getting 32 episodes this year.
Everyone's in danger. Everyone's in danger?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Xander, I told you if you ever took my car, I'd rearrange your limbs.
You're going into the woods and never returning. As if you're even going to see it again.
He's got a point.
Yeah.
My sister, where you go, I go.
And so there is five.
Oh.
Creepy out here.
You got that right.
And he stops. What was that? Do they even know they're crossing over into something?
What was that? I felt something. Something weird.
Wait. Where's the old man? 10 seconds in the woods and we're already lost. All right.
Yeah, that's great.
Goblins and elves live in the woods too. I've also heard that a witch lives here. She's hideous, with green skin and a black tongue with yellow drool that slowly drips from the corner of her mouth when she speaks.
You've been reading too many fairy tales, friend.
Guys, there's no such thing as witches.
Okay.
So now you're playing with me.
Ooh, someone's behind me. I'm so scared.
There is someone behind you.
Ooh. Ah. Yeah.
Anybody want to run?
Already tried, but my feet won't move.
Oh, yeah, that works. Oh.
Friends. Watch out.
Oh. Hey, brooms! I guess this is the point where it kind of shows off that, yeah, Harry Potter might have some influence on this. The plus side is that Harry Potter had an influence on the Sentai, which makes it a little easier. It's not like trying to adapt a non-magic Sentai into a magic Power Rangers show.
The name's Nick.
What is this place?
I call it Root Core.
Oh. And you can't tell what colors they're going to be. Oh, good job, guys. That sucks.
I thought it best. guest you were brought here.
Hi. I'm Xander. It's a really nice place you got here. It's really... woody.
Does this kind of look like a somewhat redressed SBD command room? Command room?
This is awesome.
When the five of you entered the forest, you stepped into a magical dimension.
A parallel dimension outside of Briarwood? Do we live in a great city or what?
A few years ago,
this guy's fun.
There was a great battle in our world.
He must be this season's Chip. Oh, Chip. He is Chip. And was about this season's bridge.
When we finally defeated them and sent them back to the underworld, but at a great cost. The gate was sealed with a powerful spell. However, during the recent earthquake, a crack appeared in the gate, and evil has slipped through.
Remember me? Xander? I'm just wondering, what does that have to do with us?
It could mean the end for both our worlds.
Please.
She unfortunately is no longer with us.
This is not a fairy tale. What I tell you is what happened.
Guys.
Hey, let's hear what she has to say. We can always leave after that.
The Xenotome. The Book of the Unknown.
I like the use of tech in the magic stuff.
What kind of language is that? I've never seen it before.
It is the language of the ancients. You will soon learn it. It says that when evil rises again, five mystical warriors from the human realm will step forward. You are those warriors. You are the Power Rangers.
Oh, nice!
Excuse me, but there must be some mistake. How are we gonna defeat pure evil? Our high school hasn't even won a football game in like 6 years.
These
oh, they're teenagers.
Are magic wands.
Oh, okay, Chip's yellow. Madison's blue.
Never go anywhere without them.
Pink, green, and red.
Madonna.
Hey, look! It's the tree girl!
Hello! Nice.
Which is ironic because she's in a tree.
Excuse me. Madonna.
You must stay here until I return. Do not go in the woods by yourselves.
Do that. I practice and I practice, but nothing. Oh, hello again. I'm Claire, sorceress in training here at Root Core.
Okay, that's it. I'm out of here.
Oh, no, you can't go.
No?
Donna said you had to stay here until she returned.
We all better go.
Oh, this is not good. I know. I will conjure a spell that will freeze you where you stand until Udonna gets
the blonde
back.
Works for her. I wonder if that's a wig, though. Oh, she turned herself into a sheep. Okay.
Boy, is Udonna gonna be mad at me?
Come on.
Wow, let's do the two things we were told not to do.
Look.
Let's leave and then put all our...
Who are they?
And go out in the woods by ourselves.
I should have known you wouldn't stay at Root Court.
What happened here?
Woodland Village was destroyed. Tomorrow it will be another village. The darkness destroys everything within their path until they find what they want.
What are they looking for?
Me. And then they will go after you.
Hold on just a sec. I never agreed to be part of this.
It is them! It is them! The Protectors are here! Hail! The Mystic Force!
Wow.
I wondered what it would be like to be worshipped. Not
oh! Not good?
Okay. That's bad.
Do you think? You guys might want to run.
Your wands.
We
kinda left them back at the tree.
Alright. Stand back. You leave me no choice. Magical source, Mystic Force!
Okay, now, remember I mentioned that the ranger team in the Sentai is a family. The white one is their mom. Oh, You got some other guys to deal with.
Well, as I see it, we have two choices. We can surrender and be destroyed.
Or fight?
We fight.
You know how to fight?
No. There's a third option.
Run?
And Xander.
Oh, no.
I'll just reason with them.
Plan Xander. Okay, this is something they do a lot, I think.
We're not really from these parts, eh? So if it's okay with you, we'll just be heading off in another direction.
I wonder if he gets to keep the accent as part of the diversity thing, or because he just couldn't do an American accent at all. That's interesting how some fall back and some fall forward, isn't it? Ow! Well, they do not know how to fight. You guys are not doing a very good job. Ooh, well, that was handy, actually. Ow. It's too bad they can't call their ones. Like, magically or something. Oh, that was actually kind of cool. Ow. Jeez. Okay, I'm liking Chip. Ooh, that was bad. The flips and stuff have been pretty brutal. Oh.
Works. Guys, the magic really works. Just believe.
I believe in magic.
I believe in magic.
Wow.
I believe. Whoa, I'm a tornado. And I'm pink.
I'll accept the color.
Okay, she doesn't like pink. She didn't. Well, I guess she kind of knew that when she got the magic wand. So, yeah.
Snowstorm.
You'll notice Nick has not accepted magic yet. This episode has gone very quickly. Oh! Ow. I guess. You gotta actually believe, you can't just say it.
Power down. Well, well, very nice. You truly are the ones. Are you up to the task? Are you now ready to accept your legacy?
Oh yeah, bring it on.
I'm in.
Okay.
I kicked some serious evil back there.
This is so unlike me, but I'm sticking with my sister.
Someone's got to look after these guys, right?
Me? No way. I'm out of here.
Oh.
Are you sure?
I don't like Nick. Choose?
Look, the I believe in magic thing, it didn't work for me.
Try believing again. Maybe it didn't catch on the first time.
He is a non-believer. I can do nothing for him. Claire will see you out of the woods safely. Claire!
Here I am!
They remembered.
When will you get your spells right? See him safe passage out of the woods.
Yes, Udana!
Follow the sheep.
Follow me.
That's gotta be weird. Oh.
You may have defeated my Hideax, but you will not.
Hideax? Uh-oh. Oh, look, a purple armored guy.
for you.
So, that was interesting. There are voices on there that were given credit, even though that they weren't in the episode, so that's interesting. Oh, no, they weren't. Never mind. That was Korag. Hello. All right. Well, that went by very, very fast. I mean, it's the same amount of any other episode, but that went really quickly. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with part two.
We'll be right back to Power Rangers Mystic Force on Genesis.
The cell is broken. Magic has ceased. These warriors must battle that evil.
Velvet Missile Trivior!
A brand new season, Power Rangers Mystic Force. Coming up next on Toon Disney. Magic that's beyond belief. Genesis. Now, back to Power Rangers Mystic Force on Genesis.
Alrighty, let's get to part two here. We are going to get this started in 3, 2, 1, go! Broken Spell Part 2 was the second episode of Power Rangers Mystic Force. It also first aired on February 20th, 2006, written by Bruce Kalish and directed by John Lang. And I think, as I was mentioning before, Ron Wasserman did some demos, as you heard at the beginning of the episode, did some demos for this, and apparently they wanted to go into a hip-hop route. I think he did a rock version and a kind of rap version. And they didn't like it. They went with this version. And then he posted them online. And then Disney said, nope, you're not working with us anymore. Weird.
Last time on Power Rangers Mystic Force.
After all these years, I'm free.
The darkness has returned.
It's my brother. The creature took him into the woods. Won't somebody please help?
So who was the old guy?
You go into those woods, you don't come out.
Was it Udana? Or was it Claire?
The sorceress, Udana. You are the Power Rangers.
Nice.
White. Mystic Ranger!
I believe in magic!
I believe!
I guess I believe too.
Oh, that was a pretty good edit.
The magic thing didn't work for me.
He is a non-believer.
It is the end for you. On your
yes.
Feet. Darkness has come.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Actually, purple has come.
I do not know you, warrior. But if it's a battle you want, I am ready to fight.
Hold on. Let me try and raise him with him.
No, plan Xander again? That was quick.
Name's Xander.
I am Korag, the Night Wolf. Ute, Bijor, Catastros.
What is this? Oh, hello.
So much for reasoning.
Sopor Unito Sequestras.
Oh, that's fun.
Centaur. A real centaur.
Just pebbles under my hooves.
Get back.
Yeah, you might want to move, guys.
Fight his kind. I am.
There's no problem here. It's all yours.
Magical source, Mystic Force. White, Mystic Ranger. Go with Misto Trivial.
What was that? Oh, she's giant. Uh-oh.
Have I seen you before, wizard? You are too familiar.
And you too, witch. But that will not stop me from destroying you.
What?
Behold the eye of the master.
Ooh.
Charge!
Dang. There's an irony with this, if this is anything like the Sentai. Oh, that's not good. Oh! Okay, this is slightly different.
Udonna, it's snowing!
That's weird. Not a cloud in the sky.
Oh no! Udonna! Bad! Bad!
Udonna. I will spare all of you. So that you witness firsthand the terror
and the Sentai, it looks like the mom dies.
Remember this day, you will wish it was your last.
And so the others want revenge. That's a pretty cool special effect. And they got her wand, so she can't morph anymore. Oh, I think he slipped a little bit.
The snow staff, so I can learn to control its power.
Never! Do you want to test my magic Morticon? The staff is mine.
Ooh.
We may share the goal of destroying the surface world, but that is where our alliance stops. If you are such a great warrior, why can't you leave this pit?
How dare you?
Oh.
You know as well as I that my power is so great. You cannot conjure a spell strong enough to release me! But when you do find a way, and I get out, no one is safe! No one!
Okay.
Without my snow staff, I cannot fight anymore. But I can still train you. I can teach you the ways of magic. Claire?
I can teach you the ways of the Force.
Oh, child. Morte Mamua.
Why didn't you do that before? Do you know how warm it was and all that wool?
That's a good point.
If I do everything for you, then how will you ever learn?
This time, go nowhere without them.
We already learned that lesson. But to tell you the truth, walking around town, carrying a wand, well, it may be good for Chip, but...
Very well. Utam Zore.
Oh, look, cell phones.
I hope you find these more to your generation's liking.
Cell phones. Very cool.
They are your mystic morphers.
Flip phones.
They are activated by spell codes that you will come to learn along the journey. Now go back to the city, live your normal lives, and wait until you're needed. Remember, there is evil everywhere, and you would be best served speaking to no one of what has happened.
I can show them the way out of the woods.
No. They must find their own way. Just remember, the trees are your passage.
Oh.
How could a tree be our passage?
Like that?
Whoa, guys! So cool! Just touch the tree and bam! You're flying through roots, branches, stems, leaves, and bark. Just think of the tree in front of the record shop. Really, it works.
No. There is no way.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, it can.
Hey, did you guys just... from the tree?
Hmm?
Never mind.
You feeling okay?
I'm gonna check this out.
But if he doesn't believe in magic, it won't work, right? I would have gone hand first, but okay.
Sure could use your help back there.
I don't think there was anything I could have done.
So, while we're out in the world fighting evil...
How did he get out?
What are you gonna do?
Well, first, I'm gonna fix my bike. Then I'll head to my grandparents and see if I can live there instead of with my sister in Briarwood.
No parents?
You are nosy. Yes, I have parents. They're working overseas for a few years. I was living with my cousins for a while. Then my uncle, now my sister.
Must be hard leaving friends all the time.
Usually don't stay around long enough to have friends.
You know, you could. I mean, you could stay somewhere longer. You know, like here, maybe.
I'd love to hang and talk to you all day, but I still got a lot of work to do on my bike and...
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. I was trying.
Oh, I think she might kind of like him. Ooh.
Hey, look. I really appreciate what you're trying to say, but I guess I'm just not cut out for this magic stuff like you guys. But good luck.
Yeah, you too.
Forget him, Claire. It is not to be.
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't know why the Xenotome showed 5 warriors, not 4. Maybe I'm the 5th warrior.
Oh!
Probably not.
I wonder how many times they had to practice that before they got it without hitting her in the head.
It's a good thing you didn't move on when I started here. Any other sorceress would have tossed me to the trolls when I cracked the crystal ball, or when I dried up the lake, or
yes, there was a long list of things you needed to learn. Not to mention turning yourself into a sheep.
Yeah, that was fun.
You, child. You are not someone I would ever give up on.
And I appreciate that. But just for reference, so when I become a powerful sorceress, I'll know. Why is it that we're giving up on Nick?
Oh, good point.
It's almost time.
He's not to be trusted.
And you are. Corrin, I want you and your hideous to
now, Necrolyte's costume is affected by being on Power Rangers.
You may know about magic, but you know nothing about bikes. I just fixed it. Come on. Should have started right up. Look, if you mess with my bike, trying to get
anyway,
what are you looking at?
She's not even there. She's not
you
there.
Can see me.
Just my luck. As I was saying, you can undo whatever you did to my bike.
I have done.
Anyway, Necrolyte's costume is pretty revealing in the Sentai, and they do some covering and some careful editing to make sure that that kind of thing isn't shown on American television for the kiddos.
You think you need me, but you don't. You saw me back there. I can't do the magic thing. I'm not your guy.
Then why did you speak up first to help the old man who had lost his brother?
Oh. Oh, she's the old man.
No way.
It let me know that you were the one to lead the Rangers.
Come on! Where are they going?
There's trouble in the woods.
They're just... They're gonna help. Are they allowed to just run across the street into the tree where anyone can see them do that?
My bike.
It's fixed. Isn't it about time you owned up to who you really are?
Thanks for the help with the bike. But I gotta go.
Oh, this is fun. I'm still not liking Nick yet. Oh, they changed their clothes now.
Oh, wait. Check out the uniforms
and cloaks.
Careful there, Batman.
You can go to the complaints department later, Via. Look.
Oh, it's those things again.
I hope every day isn't gonna be like this.
Ew. Did you see the goo? Ouch. Hey, you know, they still don't know how to fight, do they? They didn't do any training.
She said for no one to use her wands. I think this is the time.
You think?
Let's range her up.
Man, there's a lot of this is kind of lifted and similar to the Mighty Morphin pilot, isn't it? Oh. You'll notice it's the same hand every time, though. The morph is actually pretty similar to the Sentai version, by the way. Not exact, but close.
Yeah!
Oh, fun. Fun fact. The Green Ranger in the Sentai footage is the Sentai actor that had been the Red Ranger for the past few series. And the Red Ranger in this series, well, as far as the Sentai footage, was actually... is the one more commonly known nowadays as the main Kamen Rider stunt actor during this time period. He also, I believe, was Red Ranger in, like, Mega Ranger, Ginga Man, maybe Go-Go 5, and Time Ranger too. He takes a year off from Kamen Rider, and then he'll go back to Kamen Rider for the next several seasons. Actually, some of this might actually have been used in the intro for Magi Ranger. Nah, maybe not. Oh, this is also the first Ranger team to use capes, as far as Power Rangers. It's the first since the 70s to have capes in the Sentai. Oh, you can wrap them up. Pretty cool. Ooh.
Bad boys, you forgot your water wings.
Oh, a light blue female ranger that can walk on water. Okay. Oh, that's fun. Now, I do believe that that actually shoots, kind of super effect laser bolts. So that works. Oh, it's getting dark. How did they know it was getting dark before it was getting dark? Oh, no.
It's Korag, right?
We can take him.
You can try, but you are no match. I call on my sword from the darkness. This is your end.
Okay, now what?
Now you will feel the power of dark magic.
Is that his sword making the noise? Oh. Oh, dang.
Oh, no.
He's got a vision.
You are the one to lead the Rangers.
I will not be merciful this time.
Talk this over. Guess not.
You're doomed. Any last words?
How did they not hear the... Oh, Lord. Oh, so much for the bike.
Now there are five.
I guess there are. Ever start believing in magic.
Woo.
I do believe in magic.
Oh, good timing.
Yes. He finally believes.
So he gets his cloak and stuff now? See, his magic wand gets sent to him.
Magical source. Mystic force.
And he understands how to use the thing. Not terrible, but...
Mid-Ranger.
Got him, Nick. He believes.
Way to go. Fearsome as fire.
Prove to me your worthiness. Battle my forces. Idiots arise!
Hi-ya! You fight with worms? So be it! Magistab! Do your thing! Hi-ya!
Ooh, turned him into a ball.
Let's have some kicks! Hi-ya!
This is more important than the Sentai because the character is a soccer player. There's Sentai foot or American footage. And he's not as shiny anymore. Flip time. Okay. One thing you'll notice sometimes, presumably, because I noticed it in the Sentai, is that the cape will magically change lengths at different times. Like when they spin around and do the cape thing, it's really long. And then the other times, it's not nearly that long. Oh, that was cool.
I guess it works after all. Nick, that was awesome. Mystic Force? Mystic Force!
Do not celebrate, Rangers. This was just one battle. Next time, the outcome will be different.
Ooh. Where did they go? He's definitely, like, very 70s, isn't he? Except no bell bottoms. Oh, did it again.
Nick, now that we're a team, do you feel like helping?
I fight soulless mutants. I don't clean.
Then out of the way, bucko.
Okay. But as a wise old woman once asked, do you believe in magic?
You think?
Well, I believe.
It works.
Oh.
Sweep like lightning.
Oh, this can't be good.
Sorry, Chip. Hurry. Someone's coming.
Some of this kind of reminds me of what's that show? Amelia?
It's clean. Very clean.
Wow. Yeah, they did a very good job.
Maybe it's lost its edge. Have I become a mega shop?
Hello. I'm new in town. Can somebody help me?
What? That'll be me.
No, me.
I want him.
Sorry, I don't work here.
You know, Toby, you really gotta hire this guy because he was instrumental in cleaning the store.
I wasn't looking for a job.
Who's the greatest guitarist ever?
Well, it's gotta be Jimmy, but
you're hired.
Okay.
There you go.
The customer.
Well, that was easy.
My name's Lily Campari. And yours?
She is going to be important. Especially since she got a credit. Alright, well, that was not bad. There's some weird things right there at the end. I think I made my complaints there. But that's pretty good for an intro. Like I said, there's a lot of parallels with Mighty Morphin in that. Even some of the lines are repeated. Anyway, well, that's going to do it for our first two episodes. So next time out, we will be watching the next two episodes, believe it or not. It's kind of crazy how that works. Codebusters and Rock Solid. And this season, much like last season, was one-word titles. This season is two-word titles. So, yay. So, anyway, like I said, Codebusters and Rock Solid will be next episode. I want to thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful week.
And may the power protect you.
Thank you for listening to Ranger Chronicles. Feedback for the show can be sent to prchronicles@gmail.com. Or feel free to leave a comment on the show's posting at powerrangerchronicles.com. Ranger Chronicles is now on Patreon. If you'd like to support the show, please visit patreon.com/rangerchronicles for more information. All images and music heard on the show are copyright their respective copyright holders and are used for entertainment purposes only. No infringement is intended. This show is dedicated to everyone, both in front of the camera and behind the scenes, who have worked to bring us Power Rangers since 1993. Ranger Chronicles is a proud member of the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Network. Please be sure to stop by twotruefreaks.com to check out more great shows. Thank you, and may the power protect you.